Lights, camels, action, almost legal, Spodcast 15!
Spodcast!
Hey, hello, hello.
Good evening.
Hello. Is it 15? Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
It is 15.
Yeah. Great.
So I'm with it.
So oh, we're going to jail.
And yet another fun-filled, action-packed show we have for you tonight.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's a bit
overselling
there, Jared.
No, I think it probably is.
Yeah.
But you don't know if it's going to be fun-packed yet. We haven't done it.
That's true. We barely have a plan.
We might all suddenly decide to talk about, I don't know, washers. And
washers
and those little things that you hang your shower curtain off, and how they're manufactured in the modern production line.
Grommet.
Okay, scaring us now.
And we could.
They're actually injection molded. What they do is they take a metal mold. They start off with a.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, calm down.
And there we are. We're explicit tagged again.
So right, we had some email this week.
We did indeed. We had some email.
Oh, we did. Off. Oh, people.
We even got email from Ned.
Neddy!
Ned!
I know!
But he,
apparently there was no reason to play the whole fucking zip-zap crap, as he said. And,
I'm sorry,
I think
there
he's
was.
Wrong, because...
Yeah.
I got that reaction from him, and that isn't enough.
It worked for me. So, yeah, sorry, Ned. We will do it again.
Shall I completely screw him up and play it now?
No, I don't think so.
No. Just say no. Just say no.
No. Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
No. I was wondering if that was
what?
Supposed to be irony.
Irony?
Oh, I mean, like,
say no to...
No, I don't think it was.
No, just say no. No!
Okay.
Ah, I see.
Okay.
As Woody Harrelson said, I gave up marijuana for a bit, but hey, I'm no quitter.
Yes, thank you, Woody. And then after that, we got an email from Mike Hubberty at Sunspot, saying thank you for playing the song "The Breach" on the November the 14th, and he enjoyed the show.
13th.
Yeah.
No, the 12th one. Number 12.
It's podcast 12. We played Sunspot. Fantastic. Yay. Well, thank you for giving us a song that we could fill some minutes with.
Yeah.
Indeed it was.
Let's talk about the survey.
Oh, you want to talk about the survey. Okay.
Yes. We've had, apparently, 16 responses.
Not good enough. Give us more.
Yes.
Although, according to some stats, that we normally should expect.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
You say all our listeners have done it twice then?
Ah, more than likely.
Quite possibly, yes. We won't know until we get the results, which we won't get until we've had enough people do it. So go do it.
So yes, where is the survey?
Just go to spodcast.org. There's a link on the front page.
And how do people email us?
Spodcast@spodcast.org, or if you want to send a very, very large attachment, it's spodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, and I memorized that, you see.
And who hosts us?
Spodcast@spodcast.org.
Yeah, spodcast@spodcast.org.
You bastard.
Ah. What?
Well, who hosts us?
Oh, I don't know.
That'll be sharedserver.net. They're fucking great. But anyway,
They do indeed fuck great.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, yes, wonderful things we have to talk about this evening.
Sorry, got to say, if Peter's listening, hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, and if any of the French people that have been talking to me recently are listening, bienvenue au podcast, c'est excellent, amusez-vous bien. There you go.
Allô.
Yeah.
Go jump on an onion.
Yes, indeed.
Set fire to your car.
And our sheep.
Sorry. Carry on.
They use sheep as cars then. Yeah. Speaking of cars. Speaking of burning and setting fire. Yes. Speaking of setting fire to cars, Top Gear has been back for 4 episodes. We've tried to fit it into this podcast, but we never seem to manage. But
so it's top billing.
Yeah, so we're going to get it over and done with as soon as possible.
Now.
Has anyone been watching Top Gear?
No. Not so much.
Yes.
Yes, religiously.
Yes, every week.
It's still good.
Yes. Watched it last night.
It's always going to be
fantastic.
Good.
Yeah. So, basically...
Well, no, because it's slumped. So it's not always going to be good. But it is currently always good.
Well, yeah, but who remembers the Noel Edmonds years?
The what?
Noel Edmonds was a Top Gear presenter.
Exactly.
Okay.
The amount of people that, if you look through the history of Top Gear, before they revamped it in the aircraft hangar, it was presented by people like William Woodard, Tiff Needell.
Woodyard,
yes. People like Angela Rippon or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Newsreaders used to present Top Gear. Yeah. And Noel Edmonds.
Yes?
Huh?
Noel Edmonds.
There is nothing wrong with Noel Edmonds. Well, yes, that's not true.
Yes, there is.
there's the hair for a star.
Yeah. But since they revamped it, was this 7 years ago they revamped it or something?
I don't know. First series kicking around somewhere.
Well, the first revamped series.
Yeah, first one in the hangar.
Because for those American listeners and other foreigners who don't know what we're talking about 20 or so years ago, the BBC started this series called Top Gear, which was their motoring show. Motoring magazine, indeed. And it was full of Ford Escorts and Mondeos and boring staid cars. And it got rather boring. You know, it didn't actually... It stopped being... You know, actually, I don't think it's ever exciting and fun. And then Jeremy Clarkson got told to revamp it. They hired out they bought an aircraft hangar in the middle of nowhere, built a racetrack on the aircraft.
That's cutting out the interesting bit of the history.
Which was?
I have to say.
Well, tell us what the interesting bit was.
Clarkson was presenting it, and... Clarkson was presenting it, and other people were brought in to co-present it, like Tiffany Dale and all of that lot.
Mm.
And there was
Vicky Butler Henderson.
No, Vicky Butler Henderson, you mom.
Yeah.
But it's no offence. So then what happened was there was some massive political shenanigans going on whereby Clarkson was ousted and it became uber boring very quickly.
Yes.
And I think the show was looking at getting axed.
And rightly so.
So what they did to fix this was sack everyone and bring Clarkson back and say, Clarkson, it's not a motoring magazine, it's your show.
Fix it.
It's the Clarkson Comedy Hour.
And the man is not a knob.
Cars.
Yeah, the man is not a knob, but an entertaining one at that.
He's a complete, total and utter wanker, but he's so bloody funny, and he's such a good presenter.
Yeah.
You don't have to like him, he's just excellent.
Mm.
He's the Jeremy Beadle of cars.
And they've got three people presenting it now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
and they're like so completely different, and it just they. Do you know? They remind me of us when they start bickering.
Yeah, they bicker like old women, just like we do. So that's not necessarily.
Bicker like old women.
Yes, we do.
No, don't.
Yes, we do. We do.
You.
Well, you bloody well don't.
No, yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah. So indeed, at least we don't end up...
I mean, the other week, Clarkson and the hamster were rolling about on the floor fighting.
It was highly entertaining. But also what happened was, is they appear to have got some...
It was, and it's the kind of thing I'd expect from us.
They appear to have got some film students in who know how to do crushed black filtered shots and all that sort of stuff. And the photography is... My girlfriend watches it just for the photography. says, oh, that's very pretty good, very nice design. And it really is, it's beautifully filmed.
Oh, it's... When they take a car up to Iceland, it's worth watching just for this, just for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, video editor, was telling me all the techniques they use and how good they are at it, and he was very impressed. So if people in the video business are calling Top Gear a top show, then it can't be that bad. Photography-wise, I need to say.
So,
yes.
Yeah, we're with you.
Ish. Oh, good. So, yeah.
The BBC hire competent cameramen, and this is a surprise.
yes. Frankly, yes. They hire competent...
No.
And there we go again. No, they hire more than competent. They appear to start doing it about when BBC Two got a revamp, and suddenly it seemed like all the film schools were turning out their students, and the BBC Two was snapping them up before Channel 4 could get them. Remember with all the BBC Two ident logos and stuff? All that sort of started around the same time.
And that's what happened to all the people who Clarkson kicked off his show when he reclaimed it.
What did they do?
They all went to do Fifth Gear on Channel 5 or whatever.
Oh, yeah, right.
That really sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that is
which
awful.
Is a sensible programme for consumers about cars.
Which no
kind
to
of cars that people who watch television would buy.
Which we used to have.
What's the point in that? What's the point in a car show that tells you stuff about stuff you can have?
There's no point at all.
I want to look at the Zonda.
It's like with when Top Gear took those three supercars to Paris just a couple of weeks ago, and they were discussing what a supercar is, and the Ferrari was nowhere near a supercar because it wasn't stupidly outrageous enough. It didn't have wings and flowy bits and didn't look utterly, utterly ridiculous, which, let's face it, when you're paying six figures for a car, you want it to stand out a little and be outrageously stupid. And of course,
as Hammond said, if I'm in a supercar and I don't feel like a 10-year-old boy, it's not doing its job.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, I agree. Have we got a time lag issue going on here?
It does seem to have issues.
Yeah, it's horrible, and it seems to be entirely at my end.
Yeah, it is, because you seem to be stopping and starting out of syncly. So,
I start saying something, and everybody carries on talking, just like you did there, and then I'm sort of sat here in a wilderness and lost, and I don't know what I'm saying, and nobody's listening to me.
It's because you're out of sync.
As usual.
Yep. So, bear with us, gentle listener. You're going to have to put up with...
How do you know they're gentle?
Because I just assume they are.
Okay.
I assume that people of good taste and decorum listen to this podcast.
Because we've not had too many bad emails yet.
Yeah.
You do know the people that we do know that listen to it.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying we've got another...
That came out wrong, but
hundreds
you know what I mean.
I'm just saying we've got hundreds of other listeners we don't know, and they're all wonderful and charming.
Hundreds.
Oh, must be.
Okay, go do the survey, people.
Well, you hundreds of wonderfully nice people, go and do the survey.
We love you, but only if you do the survey.
Indeed. Anyhow, has someone here, that would be you, Stutt, has someone here seen Doom recently?
Yeah, Doom the film. I
haven't seen it, and I was just rather glad that it wasn't an Uwe Boll film. Uwe!
Any film with The Rock in it has to be, you know, comically worth watching.
Okay.
And we knew that. I went down to Bournemouth at the weekend for the annual university friends get-together that we do. And someone suggested that we go and see Doom on Saturday night. So we did. And it is hilarious.
Doesn't Guy Ruth Hammond fancy The Rock?
I was going to say, Jared, doesn't your outrageously... Jared, I was going to say, doesn't your outrageously gay, annoying twat friend like Mark?
Aww.
But you went to make him, so fuck it.
It was a little bit
offensive.
Anyhow, so you thought it was entertaining and funny?
Oh, go watch it. There's a sequence towards the end that anyone who's played Doom will just fall about laughing.
Okay.
Seriously, you've got to go see it.
Anyone who's played Doom, you mean everybody on the planet, yes?
Pretty much. Anyone who's gone near a computer.
Yeah.
But seriously, it is hilarious. I went to see it, as I said, with all these guys I went to university with, and one of them, Alan, hi Alan, if you're listening, we were sitting there at the end of this aisle, just cracking about laughing, and everyone else was going, what's so funny, what? Seriously, it is hilarious.
It really wonderful. Is. And it wasn't made by Uwe Boll.
I've no idea.
If it were, you'd know about it.
Would I?
Possibly the worst filmmaker on the planet, and he only ever appears to do video game adaptations. He was the guy who did House of the Dead. For instance.
Oh, it was never going to be good, but I mean, you know, it is a really crap film, but it's just funny.
But apparently Halo's not going to be crap.
Really?
Apparently.
Hmm.
Like Peter Jackson's executive producing.
Didn't the game make that promise?
What, the original Halo? The original Halo was a fantastic game.
Didn't Bungie make that? Didn't Bungie make that promise?
It was a good game. Halo did not suck.
It was actually quite nice. It broke new ground in terms of first-person shooters, but there was nothing... You know, I haven't played it since I played it for the first time.
Good grief.
Which I have to say... I don't play that much.
If you're looking for a disparity between film quality and game quality, then go no further than Tomb Raider.
Well, yeah.
Especially Tomb Raider 2, right?
I'm sorry, but I enjoyed the first Tomb Raider movie. I know I have shit
taste,
Tomb
Raider 2
but...
is one of the... Tomb Raider 2 was the finest game in the series, and the film Tomb Raider 2 was...
The worst.
Otherwise.
I like the original Tomb Raider movie, but I like Angelina Jolie. So...
I am.
And you don't.
Doesn't everyone? Know.
But I like Chris Barry.
You are Chris
Barry. Better Lara Croft. I am.
Sacrilege.
Chris Barry does
sacrilege.
Rock.
Sacrilege. Yes,
I'll
true.
I'll give you that. Chris Barry does rock.
But, Angelina,
he does rock, and Arnold J. Rimmer is my role model.
Arnold J. Rimmer and Alan Partridge are your role models.
He's incredibly, incredibly brave, you know.
And didn't he roll a 6 when he was playing Risk?
And he's had tons of girlfriends.
Yeah.
And movies I've seen recently. I saw Murder.
I've decided this is really annoying me and I'm going to disconnect and you can re-invite me.
Okay. And I'll just wibble about Murder Ball while you're doing this.
He's assuming we're going to re-invite him.
It's great. I'm going to kick him off. It's going to be even more fun like that. Oh, he's gone. Let's see if this will fix our lag. Yes.
Born laggy.
He's not quit yet. I'm going to re-invite him anyway. Bum 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 bum. I'm in the bum with the one across the hall. If you don't answer, oh yeah, hello.
Hang on, I seem to have some serious lag as well.
Oh dear.
Like, for example, I finished that entire sentence before I started hearing it in my ears.
No, that's really not very good. I can't hear any of it.
But you...
That's...
Whoa!
You know, that's wireframe.
Whoa! Wait, partial wireframe mode! Kill! Kill! Kill!
Crash, kill, destroy! Yeah.
Anyway, while he's not sorting that out...
That was always going to be the downside of...
Reconnecting.
Yeah. Am I still lagging there?
I'm wondering
there?
If I've got too many things open.
Pardon?
Hey?
Am I still lagging then?
I don't know.
Let's count. Are you ready? 1,
yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Is that about right?
You're lagging.
No, I'm not.
Good grief, there was a second between the pair of you. You were a whole number out.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, this is going to be fun.
Maybe it's me.
What? I was saying it a second after start.
Put me and re-invite me.
When he was saying 3, you were saying... When he was saying 4, you were saying 3.
Boot me and re-invite me. It might be me.
Dum 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 dum.
Sorry for those listeners who, you know, everyone's just gone, but who cares? Invite me? Hello? Hello? Reinvite me! Reinvite me! Ah, oh, there we go. Hello!
Elliot, count.
What's going on there?
Count, all right.
What?
Who knows?
And I can seriously hear myself.
I think we should kill this. This is going to be useless.
What is
I don't think our listeners are going to want to listen to this somehow.
Well, I'm actually... No, we've still got a massive delay. Anyway, we might as well carry on.
It is not going to work.
Well, no, we'll see how it sounds.
Okay.
Can't we just cut
There's
out
no point
bit?
Stopping and
yeah,
starting again.
We're going to have to re-edit it anyway to remove this whole chunk.
Why?
Because...
I think it's interesting listening. If they wanted perfection, they wouldn't come to us.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah.
Anyway, we're at music time, which makes life that. Easy. Yes. So who put
I
this,
did.
Yes.
Let me go back to find my quick notes, which I now need to re-log in for. Okay. Recently, we played a song by Stabilizer, and we convinced them to join the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, and said that if you do, we will then put our play of the song, and one thing led to another, and they didn't join in time for us to do all that. So we decided to play another song of theirs, just so we can then go on to the PodSafe Music Network and say, we have played this artist. And the song tonight is going to be Grey to Green, which I listened to beforehand and thought was rather good. So, roll the film Errol.
Bargain!
Errol? Yeah!
To see.
Music. Okay, we're back, and we've seemed to have sorted out our...
We used the music as a sort of bridging gap and tried to rush to fix all of our technical issues as fast as possible, which I think we managed.
And it seems to have worked, so let me just turn my output back on and let's see what happens.
Yay!
Okay, meet your account.
No, don't worry about it. We've scheduled it. We're not going to change it now, are we?
No, still...
That doesn't matter.
Oh, well...
Okay, moving swiftly on.
Yes!
Dear God, we're going to finally get to the third thing on our agenda.
Oh, have we done one?
Yeah, we've done one, two.
Oh, yeah, we've done Top Gear, haven't we?
Yeah, and Doom.
Wow. So go on, do your next film, Jared.
Jared, how do you spell Slough?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's the guy who's called Slough who does the music who spells it wrongly, so I've spelt it right for him. He spells it, I don't know how, and I spell it S-L-O-U-G-H, much like... Yeah, S-L-O-U. But no, it isn't. No, he's lying. He's got it all wrong. It's Slough as in Slough Business Centre.
As in Slough?
As in Slough, Slough Business Park. You know, where the office and all that stuff's made. Just down the road from where I used to live.
Yeah.
That's how you spell Slough. He spells it Slaw.
Is he Germanic?
He may be from New York, which means it could be anything, really.
Yeah, which means he's obviously from Berlin, obviously.
It could be Dutch. Didn't New York used to be called New Amsterdam?
Yeah,
Peter Stuyvesant discovered it, and then decided to sell it for a packet of fags.
How many Dutch settlers moved there?
Do you know, I wouldn't actually know.
I'd guess approximately
millions
no.
and millions.
I think lots and lots did, and but then they got kicked out. They moved up to Pennsylvania, didn't they? Anyway, that's
I think
just
they
shows
might
how
have
much.
Done.
Can I just try something? Okay, no one said anything for a second, and I'll just show you how bad this lag is for me. Boom. Okay, I only just heard it.
Good grief.
Yeah, and this is going round in my machine.
That's wonderful.
See, if you had a
not
dual
really.
2 gigahertz G5 like Jared...
Well, we should say to
so
the listeners,
inserted.
If you love us...
Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah. So the subject of this week's Spodcast is all we do is we complain about our audio quality with this week's Spodcast. It's a referential, introspective view into the Spodcast.
I just don't understand why I was getting such bad lag, considering I've had a bandwidth hike.
At least
right.
Jared.
Because I've got more bandwidth than Iceland,
Belgium.
Was it?
Belgium, sorry, Belgium this week.
Belgium.
Well, put it this way, I've got the least out of all three of us, and I'm now hosting it. And
yeah,
well, we obviously just don't understand. Yeah, we obviously just don't understand how Skype works.
I don't think it does. You see, that's the problem.
Yeah. Well done, PayPal. You. So. Yeah, but yeah, you mentioned
anyway.
Slough because of the Christmas song, didn't you? Because you just thought you saw the way I spelled it in the agenda.
Oh, I didn't
is it Christmas?
Apparently it's Christmas.
Fuckers. That's interesting. For people who don't know, we use Auto Hijack Pro for this. I just stopped hijacking my mic and then started again. And the lag's gone, so...
Well, what a shocker.
When I say gone, I mean so gone, I say it, I hear it. It's never been like that.
Do you hear it before you actually say it?
Not quite. Close.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Very close.
Reverse temporal echo.
Anyway, I can now do what
Audio
I'm supposed to do, which
Hijack
is...
Tachyon Plus.
It works. It really does, if you figure out how to do it properly.
Mm.
I wonder if it's QuickTime. I'm now using QuickTime, not iTunes. Just wondering if that's... Anyway, shut up, Stuart. Yes, Slough.
Yes, good idea.
Slough's
yes,
Christmas
Slough
song.
Did a Christmas song.
They did.
You know the story about all this better than I do, probably, so you tell the story.
Do I? Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, and I'll do it.
Well, no, I mean, basically, Slough is a guy in New York. I think you're right there. A songwriter, artist, made this Christmas song called If Every Day Were Christmas. And Adam Curry.
Everyone seems to forget it was also written by a guy called Orlando or something.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Slough and Orlando. But yeah, carry on.
Yeah. Adam Curry hooked onto this, loved the song, and decided that we should make a, I say we, the podcast community should make a sort of We Are The World Band-Aid type thing out of this song. But doing it pretty much offline, so everyone records their own little bit, or rather everyone records a number of tracks of them singing it, or playing guitar or piano or whatever they want to do, and then they send it to Slough and Slough mixes it together, which they've done, and heard it for the first time the other day.
And I must say, they have rather successfully done a We Are The World type song, insofar as it sounds as disjointed as We Are The World.
Well, actually, you mean it's no less shit? Well, it's... If you listen to the original and then listen to this, I don't like it. I say you don't like it. I don't like it.
Mm.
They butchered it, in my opinion.
Well, I thought that the original was very... It was a Christmas song, you know, saccharine...
It's a fairly standard Christmas song.
Or aspartame these days, as it would be.
Yeah, but...
It's an aspartame song, but...
Because of what they're doing is they're cutting CDs, they're selling this thing, they're trying to get it played on the radio, they've registered it with ASCAP, BMI, they're going to get royalties and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And basically everyone's said they'll donate the profits to UNICEF. So, fantastic idea, but...
a little disjointed.
Didn't like the way they did it. It was a very big task.
And it was done very quickly. And all credit to the people. Technically, it's wonderful, but
absolutely,
there's only...
Yeah.
I think now that it's been done, if they were to try to do something else, they would do it much better.
They'd have to fly everyone to the same place, I think. I don't think it could be done any other way.
The song we just played before this was done across the internet with people who... weren't in the same studio.
Yeah, but that's not different people singing. It's the singing that sounds wrong. The music track is fine.
Fair enough.
Well, the other problem they had was there's 92 vocal tracks. 92 tracks, of which most are vocal. So mixing that together is never going to sound good.
More than likely.
Probably, I mean, I've not heard it, but I'm getting the distinct impression that it sounds somewhat like, do you remember when you were at school? And I don't know if you ever did music in any of your school career.
Yes.
You were forced to play the recorder. Do you remember what the classroom...
I love the recorder.
Do you remember what the classroom sounded like before the teacher walked in?
Yeah.
Getting that kind of feel from it.
Everyone tries to stand out. Everyone tries to sound distinctive, and the problem is that's not what you want in a multi-voice song. Although the one thing that was missing...
It sounds just like We Are The World.
Yeah, exactly. Or in the UK...
Looking back in retrospect, would you today have Michael Jackson singing We Are The Children?
Only if you wanted to watch him masturbate and defilate himself.
No.
Molest yourself, Michael. Go on. You're a child. Oh, really?
I'm just thinking I can actually dig it out and play it.
We'll put it on at the end of the show, then. We'll play out to it just so that people can make up their own mind.
Near a Christmas, because I hate Christmas coming too early, but this is...
Okay, we'll play it in a later... No, we need to push it or something.
We'll play just a little bit. We're just going to go to... Where the hell's Safari? There's Safari.
Anyway, while you're looking for it, the thing that I thought was missing was there was no pick a note bitch voice. Pick a note bitch. You know, that every day is Christmas.
Yeah. There were actually quite a few. I thought they just melded together.
Yeah. Because I hate that kind of warbly, indecisive singing that's supposedly so wonderful and diva-esque, but I was half expecting that to come in.
I think Elliot's just dropped off.
Point. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He has. I'd better.
How unusual. Lost him.
You're hosting. You have to invite him.
Oh God, I am, aren't I? Sorry. where is he? There he is. At conference, here he comes.
This is
Ding-a-ling. Hello.
Welcome to Partial Wireframe edition of this podcast. What a palaver! I'm going to have to apologise to our listeners who put up with our wonderfully Remember that we had that one that we never put out because we had too many technical problems?
Yeah, I've still got it somewhere.
Yeah, well, this is the one that our listeners can say, oh, now I see why they didn't put it out.
Yeah. Fucking wireframe, fucking audio.
Yeah, good job we got that tank sorted.
Fucking Skype, you monkey fucker bastard.
To educate our listeners what we're talking about when we're talking about partial wireframe mode, it was started off with Tiger Woods, wasn't it? Tiger Woods 2005 multiplayer golf game that we all... Yeah. That's how this podcast was born, to be honest.
Oh, it's done it. Since I reinstalled it, this problem's gone away, but go on.
Right.
Tell the story.
And
anyway.
Whenever Stutz was playing, he always had a problem where his player was transparent.
It wasn't and transparent.
And I asked... Well, no, he was wireframed. See-through, yes. And I always said, have you got it in wireframe mode or something? And Elliot just went, well, partial wireframe mode. There's a switch for it or something, and took the piss out of me for it. So,
it just became a thing, didn't it?
It's an on-off option that you don't know what it does, and it just toggles things. So when you connect with the Windows version of Skype, it has an auto-volume level thing that doesn't matter what you do, as long as you toggle it, it fixes it.
Yeah.
Whichever mode you have it in is broken.
You toggle it and it fixes it, I'd say about 50-50, because sometimes you have to toggle it a few times.
Ah, here it is. Pod Safe for Peace.
Ah, it's Pod Safe for Peace. It's even got that kind of title. Yeah. I'm trying really hard not to put it down too much, because it's a great idea.
It's
a wonderful
idea,
concept.
I think, it has real potential. But,
does it?
Yeah. From a money-making point of view. Yeah.
But I mean, you could just say. I don't know why you feel that you have to sell somebody what is basically a heap of shit and ask them to give you money, which
because
is then donated to a charity.
Otherwise. People don't give money otherwise.
Yeah, but what's all that about? Why do you have to... I mean, what's wrong with people that you have to make them buy a piece of shit rather than...
That's a separate
issue. Just give them money.
If you need to bribe people to give money to charity, then that's what you need to do.
I personally believe that there should be no charity and it should all be handled with tax and tax should be raised, but that's me.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that. Let's a bit of this song.
Okay.
He says, hit and play and hoping something happens. Ah, there we go.
Shall I pretend to be listening to it?
You could do. Actually, let me turn it down.
Hey, that's really catchy.
Play that snappy tune.
We can actually talk over it, so we could actually play the whole thing and just talk over it.
We could be complete mongers and sing along.
No.
Aha! What if
I'm Jared, no.
Christmas.
Jared, no.
So not on here. Jared, talk about your third disaster. Sorry, potential disaster.
Yeah, my third potential disaster has come home to
roost. Your third accident waiting to happen.
Yep. Well, for my birthday, which was last month, I got a half token, which I'll come to in a bit. A half token, a voucher for half a PSP. That's it. Tok. Yeah. And it was a token for a half PSP, a voucher for a half PSP. And I thought, way! And I'm getting the other half at Christmas. But luckily for me, the other half arrived yesterday, meaning between my birthday and Christmas. So I now have a third PSP. The first one was imported from Hong Kong and was then destroyed by my cats, probably by them urinating upon it or throwing it into the water tray. It's water damaged anyway, then. The second one was stolen out of my bags, bought in Europe, stolen out of my bags in the streets of Paris, and using very, very congested public transport one day. And the third one arrived yesterday and has nothing wrong with it yet.
I have to say, while I was thinking about this pre-show, a bit of a comparison occurred to me. You know, in Friends, when Ross is talking about how his failed marriages weren't his fault. First one, lesbian. The second one said the wrong name at the altar. It's beginning to sound very much like that. Wasn't
absolutely.
It may be my third, but it wasn't my fault.
Well, the first one, I got a phone call saying, Jared, I can't start the PSP. Pardon? I found it on the floor this morning and I can't play it because I was out at a friend's place. And I came home and allegedly it was destroyed by cats. But Vic swears.
You see, I have theories. I have theories about this PSP.
Yeah.
Which one?
I the first one. Okay. The water damaged one. Right? I think that it's entirely coincidental that the PSP suffered from water damage at around about the same time that PSP porn started to hit the internet, Jared.
See, that's a good...
What are your suggestion?
Good concept, apart from the fact that I had porn on the PSP the day I got the PSP.
Yeah, no, I remember doing it with you.
Doing video conversion is one of the first things you have
for
to do.
Listeners
porn,
who don't know, these two are related. They're brothers.
Yes, incestual gay porn. Yay!
Yeah, no, that's not going to stop anyone from wanting it. I'm sorry, but...
Do you know what? That conversation is going in the wrong direction. Let's move on.
Very nice.
Yeah,
moving swiftly
yeah,
on.
That one's headed down.
So, oh, needless God. To say, oh dear. I was thinking of
sorry,
any
I'm
of the many disgusting,
shame, aren't I?
Disgusting family jokes I could have started, and I decided against it. No, I wore the engine jokes. No, nothing.
Yeah. I wasn't going to go there.
There are two people in the world that will laugh at that. One of them's in Thailand and one of them's laughing at it right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, PSP number 3's here. I've got my memory card arriving soon, so I can't watch any TV on it. My PSP golf game was stolen with the PSP, so I have to wait until I can get that again at Christmas. But I have a PSP.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really happy for it. And they've
excellent.
Got an RSS, and the reason I brought it up in this podcast, apart from the fact just relieved to finally get PSP number 3. Number 2, by the way, is coming back from Thailand after Christmas.
Fixed.
So, yeah.
Okay. So 3 is needed because...
Oh, because I want one, Vic wants one.
Okay.
She's stuck on Lumines and I just can't get... She's in the living room right now with the PSP, Lumines, and the latest episode of The West Wing.
Cause of many relationship breakups to come. Get off my PSP!
So we're both going to have one, and hers arrives back from Thailand just after Christmas.
Finished.
Hey!
But the reason I brought it up was, in the new version of the BIOS thing, firmware, 2.6.0, there's an RSS reader.
Brickware, you mean?
Brickware. And there's an RSS reader that doesn't actually read RSS. So I thought, what the hell's the point of that? And I put
does
three RSS feeds in it. I put the BBC site in it, 23X, and this podcast. BBC, it said, nothing, no data. 23X, no data. Spodcast, episode 14, episode 13, episode... Ooh! Clicked on it, and it just started directly streaming the MP3 through the through the PSP over wireless.
Nice.
No download time, just stream it straight off.
So it's an
very,
enclosure...
Very nice, yes.
Reader
it just reads
than
enclosures.
An RSS reader.
Doesn't do window... Doesn't do video. But being a PSP, it now does... Oh, yeah, the other thing they added was WMA.
Ah.
Meaning it can now play
Sony,
Windows Media... Yeah, I know. You can do Windows Media, AAC, and MP3, and presumably A-Track 3 or whatever the wanky, shite, piece of shit mini disc format they've tried. Well, I bought a mini disc back in the day. And
Codec Ram.
Yeah. Sony, ooh, I know.
Can it
debug
Vorbis, Jared?
Do you know, I don't think it can, but I'm not honestly sure.
Shocking.
But, do you know why Apple? Do you
well,
know why Apple won the.
Answered it and didn't tell me to fuck off.
I know. Do you know that the reason I reckon Sony lost the iPod war, apart from the fact they were too late,
because
they refused.
Locking.
No, they refused to put MP3 on it.
Yeah.
When their first player came out, it only played A-Track 3, and they immediately lost because of it. Diamond got on the game with MP3s with the Rio, and that started to work. Then Apple made it easy.
Mm.
And Sony kept trying to force people to stick to their stupid, stupid A-Track format that nobody else could play.
Oh,
and because of that, Yeah. Well, no, they finally opened up and have MP3s and now AAC as well. So
the iTunes store is all...
It's just their CDs you can't play.
Yeah, it's just their CDs, you stupid, stupid bastards. Well, the iTunes store isn't what we're talking about. We're talking about regular music.
Yeah.
It's DRM-free. You couldn't actually play DRM-free music on the Sony Walkman players.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you seen those new ones, the little pebble things?
Yeah. The new stuff, however, does. Yeah, Vic was saying, I'm kind of tempted by a Sony player instead of an iPod. Help me, please, get me therapy. Yeah, well, she said she's going to actually try and use one before she makes her mind up on that, and that'll just kill it. The pardon?
Give her a lobotomy.
Lobotomy? I thought you said the bottom E, and I went, wah!
What?
You can give that to her if you want, you know?
Yes, let's not...
So, guess what?
Yeah?
I bought something this week more interesting than a kettle.
Oh, God.
So you did.
It's not arrived yet, but I'm eagerly anticipating.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought a digital camera.
Hey, something with a reasonable...
It's the first digital camera I've ever bought.
You had...
It's the first one that's not been handed down to me, stolen by me.
Excuse us?
Because you had one of my hand-me-downs, didn't you? Then you nicked one from the local council.
Mm-hmm.
Is it local council you nicked it from? No. You don't need to admit to any crimes on the...
No.
Dangerous territory.
I gave it back.
Okay.
Well, that's a shame.
I got one from where I was working. I got given one as a bribe by Compaq to make me buy more laptops. And that's one you're using, isn't it?
Is it a Sanyo?
Yeah, rather crap.
Yeah.
Was back in its day, back in 98, 99, when I got it. It was all right. Took photos. Yeah.
This one I'm getting is, it's disgustingly cheap for what it is.
And it's got the right amount of pixels, though.
It's a 5 megapixel, which was nice. It's got 28 meg of memory built in,
which is unusual and quite impressive.
Yeah, I've already got myself in my hand right here an Olympus XD 256 megabyte picture card,
which means you'll be able to start taking pictures. You'll get 120 odd pictures on that.
Oh, at least.
Normal quality.
Yeah.
Best quality, JPEG, 120, 130 pictures.
Well, we'll see.
Indeed, we will.
We'll see what it does. But yeah, I'm thoroughly excited. It's all USB 2 and modern and
fancy. Other modern stuff.
Well, mine's not even USB 2.
And it was £100.
Bargain.
It was a total bargain.
£100, including VAT and delivery from Amazon. How cool is that? It's an Olympus! It's an Olympus!
Didn't we learn to take photos on an Olympus trip back in the 70s?
Oh, you did, I did, Rach did, everybody did, David Bailey did.
I think not.
David Bailey advertised the Olympus trip back in its day. Who do you think you are? David Bailey was the actual catchphrase for the Olympus trip.
Yeah. Didn't he only agree to do those adverts because he used the camera, like, a lot?
It was his...
Wasn't that the thing? It was his portable camera thing. Wasn't
it? It was his point and shoot that he used at the time, yeah.
Yeah.
He was sponsored, I believe, by Olympus, which meant they gave him loads of shit, and he realised that he was using the trip a lot more than he thought he would. So he advertised it. Which was nice. So you're getting the modern version of a 5 megapixel trip.
Yeah, basically. And I'm thoroughly excited. Can't wait.
And you'll have to tell us all about it.
When's it due? When's it due?
When's it due? This weekend coming.
So you have a full weekend to play with it before we podcast.
Sort of like November 13th or something.
Cool.
Wonderful.
10th to 13th or something. So hopefully it'll arrive before the next... this podcast, and I will wax lyrical.
And you can give us the impressions of a first-time proper camera user. owner.
Yes.
Digital, you... please.
Yeah, obviously.
Speaking of waxing lyrical.
So you've had SLRs and stuff.
Yeah. Waxing lyrical. We've just passed 51 minutes.
So we'll have to be quick.
Yeah. What's this forum stuff about?
I just want to know, is there a point of this podcast forum, or do we just not care?
We could put PHP forum up there.
Okay, yeah. Well, readers, listeners, anything else, any of you people out there, do you want a forum, or should that we just not bother?
Actually, that would get past the comments problem.
Exactly.
Now, you see, what we could do is we could put a forum up, and we could say, does anybody want this?
Good idea. And let's see what happens.
So, this week...
PHP BB2 is good, by the way.
Yes. Check out the forum, number one. Number two...
Which will be at forums...
Fill in the survey.
Yeah. Is it going to be forum or forums.spodcast.org?
Go to spodcast.org
and there'll be a link to the forums. Okay.
With all these things we're adding, we might want to rethink the design of
the
website.
It'll be forum or it'll be fora. It won't be forums...
No, it's forums, because web forums, the plural of web forum is forums.
Yeah, in prison.
Oh my god.
Anyhow, the last item we have to talk about.
In this episode.
Can we do the last one? Can we do the last one?
Oh god.
I was actually talking about this is what Apple should do, and someone beat them to it. Ages ago, I was saying, titanium, fantastic, but what you should really do with a PowerBook is make a carbon fiber PowerBook.
Yeah, I've been saying it for years too. Yep. You know what everybody says?
Go on.
Ew, it's too brittle.
Well,
so
then,
don't drop your laptop then, you idiots.
It's actually, the thing about carbon fibre is it's ablative. It gets damaged so that the insides don't.
Speaking of Latin, it's ablative.
Yeah, so that the case gets damaged and absorbs the impact that the outside would take. But to be perfectly honest, I have actually torn up some carbon fibre accidentally. It's really quite difficult, though. What you need to do is get a Ducati with a carbon fibre front mudguard and then start the bike and leave with the disc lock still on. That will push the disc lock into the carbon fibre and it really does take some doing before it'll rip a whole chunk out of it, but I did manage.
Okay. So it wasn't the time you dropped it then?
No, I never dropped my Ducati.
Oh, it was
my ZZR 600 on the day I bought it.
And you had to ask somebody to help you pick it up.
No, that was much later. The time I dropped it and had to have someone help me pick it up was much, much later. And that was because incline. It was on an incline and it was past the fulcrum point, so yeah.
Oh, bless. Excuse me, could you help me pick up my bike? and the 8-year-old girl passing goes, well, okay then.
Yeah. Yeah, but the
front mudguard
has a square
in
inch.
Glasgow, yeah.
Yeah. The front mudguard did have a square inch chunk of carbon fibre taken out, but it was actually quite difficult. So if that's what it takes to chunk carbon fibre, then I'm sure a laptop can survive it.
And you'd think, yeah. If you can drop it hard enough to damage it,
it's going to get damaged.
Then something inside's going to have broken already.
Yeah.
Probably
if it's going to have,
the
if you're going to be worried about that level, if you're worried about that level of damage, you're already thinking, well, when I slam my laptop into a wall through sheer stupidity, how badly is it going to be damaged? Not whether or not it's going to be damaged, it's how badly.
When my laptop is involved in a plane crash.
Yeah. But it's nice. Look at the close-up photos on the Asus website, and you can see the weave pattern. You just think, ah. Oh. But it's apparently one of the thinnest major laptops of it. You know, it's a proper full-spec laptop,
it's
supposed to be one of the thinnest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mike, but there's just something really nice about the look of unadorned carbon fibre.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm a boy. Motor racing. Or because I really like that Lamborghini Murcielago that they didn't have time to paint. before the race, and it just went out in plain black carbon fibre and was gorgeous.
See, carbon fibre is, regardless of what people say, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous looking stuff, a substance, because all it is it's just carbon, fibres of carbon suspended in resin, which means you can get a really nice high sheen on it if you want, because you just use a really nice, super clean resin. It's just a modern, better than Kevlar. It just looks the business.
It's a diamond waiting to happen.
Yep. It's a manly thing.
Dear.
It is definitely, I would have to put it as much more macho, or not macho, no, that's the wrong way of looking at it. Much more serious than metal.
Serious?
It's, yeah. Carbon fibre is more manly than brushed aluminium.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't mean in the 70s brushed aluminium and glass 70s man apartment that looking back on it looks... Yeah, okay, we do. Better than that.
Better than that looked at the time.
Yeah. It's the first laptop that has made me think, well, maybe I don't need a PowerBook. However...
Yeah.
Has it got a Pentium 4 in it? Does it do SSE 2?
It's a Pentium M760.
You thinking of sticking OSX on it?
Well, it's got the ATI Radeon X700, so it would run. No. Shmeen. No.
Yes.
Okay, here's what we do. Apple, next year, carbon fibre. For me.
Or we're all buying an Asus. And hacksawing your operating system.
No, when the Intel PowerBook comes out, it will be my first laptop since 1995.
Yay.
It's the first time I will be tempted back into mobile computing.
Back into the fold.
Yeah.
And on that note, shall we STF you?
Shall we...
yeah.
Shall we wrap it up? Let's do that instead.
Yeah, let's STF you.
Yeah.
Boy, look at that laptop, though. See the screen! The screen! It's just.
No, Jared, four words.
STFU. Bye!
Bye!
You've been in here for 30 minutes. What are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
Well, why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?